and welcome. It's our number four, of our radio program. We go where the story is. That's one of the mantras of our little overnight radio show. And there is no better drama, O-rama, than in the NBA right now. Big Ben, another Ben, at loggerheads with the Sixers. Is Ben Simmons making the Sixers situation worse for himself, or does it matter? We'll get to that and more right now in our number four. Here it is.
It's a feeling out process. That's what's going on right now. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are side by side in the air everywhere as we capture your imagination coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and extremely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bowl. Not that bowl, the fishbowl. The Fox Sports Radio studios in the North Woods as you fall under the spell this hour. So basketball. Talking basketball, the NBA season underway. Whee! So exciting. So we talked earlier in the overnight about some of the games that were played. Now we'll circle back to the baseball in a few. But our lead this hour does come from the NBA. It is not about on-the-court drama. It's about off-the-court drama. And we focus on the Eastern Conference. We go where the story is. And this one involves Ben Simmons, the 76ers' malcontent star. He's a star, and he has been the talk of the association. Some people think a lot of him, and some people don't. But the talk has been for all the wrong reasons, unless you think these reasons are legitimate. So if you've not been paying attention, let me give you the Cliff Notes version. Maybe you've missed it. So the Sixers have made it clear, wink, wink, nod, nod, that they are not going to trade Ben Simmons at this time. Now, Ben Simmons has been ignoring pretty much everyone who is associated with the Philadelphia professional basketball team. In fact, the latest story says that when Ben Simmons shows up to work, he ignores the staffers that work for the 76ers. They are below him. And even the security guard that greets Ben Simmons. You know, these NBA teams have a lot of security because these players need to be protected at all times, like the president or people in Congress. So he doesn't even say hello to them. Right? He just walks right by. So Ben Simmons, who got thrown out of practice, allegedly, Simmons is said to not be against playing in Philadelphia, but he's not mentally ready. He's not mentally prepared. All right, so let us discuss the question. Is Ben Simmons making the situation worse for himself in Philly? Is Ben Simmons screwing this up even more with the Sixers? And I am nodding my head yes. You've got Helter Skelter, Muffed, and Magic 8 Ball. And we will combine all of these things together into a nice dish of Baba Ganoush. Make the Baba Ganoush, Ben. All right. Now, to lead off, Ben Simmons. It's Ben on Ben here. Ben commenting on Ben. So Ben Simmons is at the desperate stage of the story, right? After spending all offseason planting the seed that he was going somewhere else with surrogates in the media, toadies, useful idiots who have radio shows and online columns and TV programs. He was selling his house. He would never play again in Philadelphia. He was Dunskies with the Sixers. That was the company line. And now, of course, we know he was forced to do the walk of shame for financial reasons into the Sixers building. And so in this game of bok, bok, chicken, Ben Simmons has blinked first. He has. The Sixers won that round. So now Ben Simmons has pivoted. Again, he's pivoted his position. Simmons' new strategy is to go helter-skelter. It's like, well, I tried to use the media. That didn't work. So now I will be the fox in the henhouse. I am the troublemaker. I'm going to rock the boat. Right? He figures that if he can separate and divide the locker room from the inside as an enemy combatant, friendly fire, though, that will lead to his departure. And he will expedite the process and be on the first train out of Philly somewhere else. They'll send him packing. He'll be on the Hobo Express. Now, Joel Embiid, he had several comments about Ben Simmons. He said one of the ones that stood out to me, he said he's not interested in babysitting Ben Simmons. Now, furthermore, what this is a teachable moment for Ben Simmons. Now, whether he chooses to learn the lesson or not, it might just go up in smoke. Who knows? We'll find out. But in this case, it is similar to a punt returner for the 49ers from Australia. The Aussie muffed it. And that's Ben Simmons. This is a reality check. If you're curious about where you stand in that business, talk about learning the hard way. Ben Simmons, right? He does not have the juice he thought he did. If he had the juice, Ben Simmons would not be having these issues. What is he? He's a mid-level player who thinks he's a super, super, superstar. But he's not at the top of the star chart. If our friend Andrea, the sports sorceress, looks at her star chart, she will not see the Ben Simmons star. Will not see it. Now, Simmons certainly lives the lifestyle of a headliner. He hangs out with the Kardashian clan, Instagram booty models, but who doesn't? But in NBA circles, he is not this immortal badass. He's not. The top guys who complain, what do they all have in common? Traded. They get what they want. They go where they want to go. That's how that business works. Ben Simmons has a conniption fit, and what does he get? Bupkis. Bupkis. It does make for days of our lives. Soap opera drama, the drama-o-rama. The NBA is really good at this. They're better at this than providing entertaining regular season games. You had Commissioner Adam Silver, who still looks like he needs to eat several cheeseburgers, who gave his hot take on the Ben Simmons situation. He said, quote, "There's a reason we have contracts in this league." Yeah, okay. I'm sure that's the case. All right, last thing here. So where are we at right now? Ben Simmons is going to test the resolve of the Sixers brass, Daryl Morey, and Doc Rivers. Really Daryl Morey. And it begs the question, will the 76ers allow this to continue a week from now, a month from now, 2 months from now? How far are they willing to go into the rabbit hole with Ben Simmons? We assume he's going to continue to be a problem because he thinks this is the way to go somewhere else. He's tried to use the media and say that he's not going to show up. He didn't want to show up, and then he had to show up for financial reasons. But you can only avoid this for so long, right? We're again going to go to a boiling cauldron situation. Will the fines work? I say no. The 76ers have fined Ben Simmons, from what we're told, $1.4 million. That's a hell of a lot of money. If I paid you $1.4 million, you'd say, oh my God, I have $1.4 million. I've just won the lottery. You'd tell all your friends, I just got $1.4 million. Ben Simmons, it's water off a duck's back. $1.4 million for his absence. 4 preseason games. He was fined 360,000 smackaroos. That's a lot of mucho dinero for each game. He's also been fined a bunch for missed practices, being a sourpuss, on-court workouts, meetings, you name it. In fact, we've learned he hasn't been paid. He hasn't earned any money since he came back to the Sixers, Ben Simmons, in October, October 11th, so 9 days ago. He's only been there 9 days. Is it the 2-week pay cycle? Is that how that works? I don't think we need to start a bake sale for Ben Simmons. I think he'll be okay. And so let's say he works for free for a week. Whoop-de-damn-do. Now, what are the comparables? Ben Simmons is going to have to crank this up a couple of notches. Like, he's trying to go full Antonio Brown. Remember a couple years ago, if you're a football fan, Antonio Brown was not happy with the Steelers, and he raised holy hell to get out of Pittsburgh. And he got to the Raiders, and how'd that work? Yeah, not so well. And so I enjoy the fun. I do sports talk radio for a living. It's my job. This is the kind of content we need but don't deserve. under the big top, right? Enjoy the cotton candy. The circus is in town. Come one, come all. Fun for all ages. Prediction. As a distant relative of the great Nostradamus and friend of Nostradamus, where does this story go? Where does this story go? Ben Simmons will certainly be fined millions of dollars more before this comes to loggerheads and we decide the outcome. That's an obvious. So for the short term, this is a holding pattern. I see this being a paid leave situation. But if you bring into the conversation here the Magic 8 Ball, and you ask the Magic 8 Ball, what is going to happen here to Ben Simmons? Will he end up getting traded before the end of the NBA season this year? The Magic 8 Ball says, signs point to yes, says the Magic 8 Ball. So it is a sabbatical from the Sixers. And he can go sulk with Kyrie Irving and they can trade war stories. And then Ben Simmons will be repackaged. If you're the Sixers, you trade him to Basketball Siberia. I'm talking about the Orlando Magic, the Sacramento Kings, or the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's Basketball Siberia right now. But this story will not have a happy ending because everyone ends up losing. Ben Simmons, he's in a situation where he's on a high-profile team. He gets a lot of that media attention, which he likes so much, and he's not going to get that playing in Minnesota. He won't get that in Sacramento. He will be off the radar. He will not pop up on the radar, so forget about that. He'll become an afterthought. And the Sixers, more probable than not, that Philadelphia will end up with some scratcher tickets. And that's what they're going to get for Ben Simmons. They'll get some lottery tickets that'll be protected, and they'll get some maybe a veteran player with a injury history, and that will be the return. So it's not like they're going to get star for star, because the teams they're dealing with either don't have stars or can't afford to trade the ones they do have. Certainly not for a guy like Ben Simmons who can't shoot and is a coward at the end of the game. He's a liability at the end of these games because he doesn't want to shoot. That part is also staring you right between the eyes. Right between the eyes. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Now, as far as the baseball is concerned, the story in the American League, Laz Diaz. Now, the Red Sox did implode after, but the Laz Diaz call, there was a strike three that would have ended the ninth inning. Game would have been tied going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Laz Diaz called what was clearly strike three, a curveball. He called it a ball. It was a strike. It was in the strike zone. Many blown calls by Laz Diaz, but that one in particular opened the floodgates as the Astros would go on to score seven runs on what should have been out of the inning for the Red Sox. And so now they'll go back at it tonight in a crucial game five, tied 2-2. And the Dodgers got a win over the Atlanta Braves. They were down to their final five outs, the Dodgers, and they came back and get the big home run by Cody Bellinger. And I mentioned this stat earlier, but I have it now and I wanted to give it to you. And maybe you weren't listening earlier. So Cody Bellinger batted 165 this season. That is the worst batting average ever in the history of baseball since they started giving out the MVP awards for a former MVP in a season with a minimum 250 at-bats. Nobody has sucked more than Cody Bellinger. He broke the record held since the 1960s by Elston Howard. In 1967, he went from the Yankees to the Red Sox, a former MVP, and he batted 178 that year. But Cody Bellinger, worst of the worst, and he has led all of baseball so far in the postseason in hard hit percentage. A guy that very rarely hit the ball all that hard in the regular season has been leading baseball in the postseason. So what changed? It's just they changed, they flipped the calendar, they put a patch on the uniform and the field, they put...
He changed the swing. What did they tell you as a kid to do to your bat? Choke up, right?
Yeah,
he choked up on his bat.
Yeah, yeah. Not cool to choke up, though.
Yeah, but he had to.
You're not supposed to.
And he changed the swing.
You got to get those cool points.
The bat's longer in the zone.
It's all about the zone, man.
All got to be in the zone.
Got to be long in the zone. That's what I always said, Roberto. Long in the zone. Very important. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show. All right, the haberdashery on the move. What does the gambling market say about that? And Do we have a clue on where the arch is headed as well? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
I saw Ben Simmons, Fear the Fro, was representing the Pistons.
What?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show, support our noble efforts by posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got a game show coming up later in the hour. Password, the word game of the stars. Well, I mentioned this earlier. I didn't pay it off, but the Transformers, more than meets the eye. I'd like to compliment the Milwaukee Bucks because they did something that I've not seen before. Maybe other teams have done this, and I don't know. The Milwaukee Bucks issued their championship rings, which, as every other team has done for years and years, are gaudy. Gaudy! 360 diamonds. This thing has a QR code on it, like you need a QR code on a championship ring. It's ridiculous. But here's the sneaky good move that the Bucks did. This is not your normal championship ring. This is not your grandpa's championship ring. No, 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 no. This is a transformer type of ring. Now, what do I mean by
more,
that?
More than meets the eye?
Yeah, it's more than meets the eye. This ring can transform into a necklace. How cool is that? Isn't that
That's
neat?
Interesting. I mean, we did have the Buccaneers had a did something interesting. Remember they had like you could like take off the top of it and it was like the stadium or something inside? Or?
Yeah. But this is, I think this is cooler. So okay. The person that made it, some Beverly Hills ring maker, whatever. They love the Beverly Hills brand or whatever. So anyway, so they were like, listen, the ring, you know, they introduced the necklace function that you can transform the ring into a necklace because they realized that these championship rings are so big now, you can't actually wear them as a ring. Can't do it. Now, what usually happens, my experience, I've met people over the years that have won championships in different sports. Those championship rings, you know where they normally end up? In a safety deposit box. That's where they normally end up. Most people don't use them and wear them regularly. You might bring them out for a special event or for a family event or something like that, but they don't normally wear them. And oftentimes they get resold right away because people that are not stars on a team, the accessory players, the backup players end up selling those things. But I think this is actually a smart idea. If you want to see people actually wear this stuff and not look like a clown with an oversized ring, then this is the way to do it. Just make it a necklace. I think all teams going forward should do this. That the rings have gotten so big, it's just ridiculous. You should just have it as a necklace.
I mean, it's too big to be a necklace, too. I mean...
No, the top comes off also.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just take a little off the top, Eddie.
It's kind of like a medallion.
A pendant.
Yeah, that's good. There's a little video they put out. It's like 47 seconds long. And she can
what the hell is a QR code for?
Well, if you want to see the menu, you can see the menu and then check that out, find out what you want to buy. And, you know, I don't know why they have a QR. It doesn't make any sense to me, but... Yeah, when I win my championship ring from Fox Sports Radio, I would like the necklace. I would like the option of having it as a necklace.
A pearl necklace like Jock?
No, I think I'm good with a pearl.
You What's know, the story behind that, by the way?
It's just Jock being Jock.
Yeah, he said no one will ever know, and then like a couple weeks ago, and then I think Roberto's right. He just said it's just, you know, it's just something I want to do. I'm a badass.
My wife was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I had no
Well, in fairness, I mean, Jock would look better. He had the dress on with the pearl necklace. It would look better, but he didn't even wear the dress.
There's a bunch of white dudes in Atlanta wearing pearl necklaces at games. It's pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, there is.
So I looked it up. The QR code leads to a highlight video from Milwaukee's run to the championship.
Are they going to pay for that website forever now? Because they keep that website up with the video?
It's probably on YouTube, which will just last forever.
Not everything lasts forever on YouTube. They pull stuff down from there.
Well, I mean, YouTube itself will last forever. So,
you think so? People said the same thing about, what was that, before MySpace. Facebook? MySpace. Yeah, they said MySpace. I guess MySpace is still around. I used to work with a woman that said, MySpace is huge, KK. Love the MySpace. There was a time when America Online dominated. Online, they owned the internet, America Online. That's still around, AOL. That's my junk email. I have an AOL account. It's my junk email where I send all my spam mail. Now, I've upset David in Pennsylvania. David says, yesterday you said no NBA monologues on regular season, and you've now done two. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't count the Ben Simmons as a regular season monologue. Like, the Laker one was, but that's low-hanging fruit. And the Lakers lost to Golden State, and they looked terrible. They blew the game in the second half. So that's a great story. And we believe on this show to go where the sporting news of the day takes us. I did not expect the Lakers to lose to Golden State without Klay Thompson and with Steph Curry playing a terrible game, but it happened. And so that was a story that caused us to talk. And we talked. That's how we do it. Anyway, all right. Just to follow up the Ben Simmons story, we do have some Joel Embiid audio that we can play. And when we have it, it's actually pretty good audio. Embiid's a solid soundbite. The former Kansas Jayhawk. Here is Joel Embiid, who says that he is he's just not interested in anything Ben Simmons has to offer.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, play hard every night. Try to lead, the guys that we have here, and I'm sure they feel the same way because, our chemistry has been excellent despite, everything that's been happening in the last few months.
How does he know the chemistry is excellent? How does he know that? Is he a scientist? Anyway, here's one more from Joel Embiid, and again, he is bringing up the thing that you use when you have kids. Sometimes you need to call a nanny in, and Joel Embiid says he's not a nanny. He's not a nanny. He's not.
Our job is not to babysit somebody. We get paid to produce on the court, go out, play hard, win some games. That's all we get paid for.
Not your babysitter. Not your babysitter.
Good for him.
Joel Embiid. He's a funny soundbite. Did Kobe ever say that about Shaq back in the day when they were at loggerheads?
I'm sure he said something similar along those lines. That's what sets those guys apart, though, people like Embiid and Kobe. Like, they're not going to, give the media some, BS quote. They just say what's on their mind, and I love that about those guys.
Wasn't he the one rapping, "How's My Taste"? Wasn't he the one doing that? Remember that?
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
They lost to the Celtics in 08 finals, yeah.
Yeah. Quality rap. So a lot of conversation about Arch Manning. He's not even eligible to go to college yet. He's a couple years away. But Arch Manning, the next in the Manning factory of quarterbacks. This is not the son of Peyton, not the son of Elijah. Instead, it is the other Manning brothers' kid, Cooper Manning. Anyway, Arch Manning, highly decorated, highly getting a lot of publicity and all that stuff as a high school quarterback. And so there's a lot of conversation in those circles on where he is going to play football. Well, it appears that Archie Manning, the patriarch of the Manning family, who gave us all of these other Mannings. Archie Manning has announced that his grandson has one college football coach that he really likes. That's the quote from Archie Manning. He said his grandson really likes Coach X. You want to take a guess which coach Arch Manning is a fan of, according to Archie Manning?
Nick Saban.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, I get wanting to play there because they're badass, but because of him, he's a hard ass, man. I don't think he'd be a lot of fun to play for. Now, he might, be the guy that prepares you the best and all that, and that's important, but I don't know, man.
God. How many years left in high school? Does he have 2 years left, Arch Manning, in high school? Is he a sophomore? He's got a junior and a senior year, is that right? Or is he a junior? Does he have 1 year after this? What's the math on this? Because Nick Saban's going to turn 70 on Halloween. So how many more years does Saban have at Alabama?
I mean, he appears to be in good health. Yeah, obviously, they're winning.
I agree with you.
I mean,
okay. So he'll be fine. So he'd have to go another 5 or 6 years at the bare minimum, right? Unless you think Arch Manning's so good, he's going to go there for, what, 3 years, and then that's it, he'll leave. And
so I guess he has 2 more years of high school. They say 2023 is when he's coming out. Yeah.
Okay. So let's do the math on that. So 2023, Saban's 72 at that point, if my math is correct, 72. So that means if Arch Manning were to play the full time at Alabama, then Saban would be, what, 78, if I'm correct on that? Yeah.
Has Nick Saban coached a single successful NFL quarterback?
Well, define successful. I would say no.
Well, at Alabama, they haven't done well. What about?
I mean, you know, Mac Jones is still a work in progress, I would say.
Right.
What about before he got to Alabama? Like it, he had was Jamarcus
Russell. Yep.
That didn't work out.
Nope.
Roberto just like had a shiver go up his spine.
Michigan State have some quarterbacks when he was
not when he was there. Like Kirk Cousins was after him.
They didn't have anybody that got to the NFL out of there. No.
I mean, like, he was there a long time ago. Stanton or somebody like that, maybe. I mean, that's
yeah. Time flies. I don't know. It's hard to keep track, but yeah, that's the hot rumor. Arch Manning, all hot and bothered for Nick Saban, according to Archie, the old man, the grandpa.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, Baker Mayfield, the quarterback for the Browns, continuing to say he is determined to play in Thursday night's game against the Denver Broncos. But head coach Kevin Stefanski saying, too early to tell if Baker will be able to start or not. Who knows if it's just, you know, trying to throw a diversion, make Denver prepare for another quarterback. But if Baker can't go, it will be Case Keenum under center for the
That's a Viking
Cleveland
legend,
Browns.
Case Keenum. Come on. One of the great years in Viking football, Case Keenum was at the controls until they got to Philly and got.
Boy, it's going
to
be a lot of orange on Thursday.
Too much orange for you?
Too
You're
much for me. Yeah.
It's Halloween.
That's true. Halloween it does fit in with that.
You got to have orange for Halloween. Are you celebrating Halloween, Eddie, this year? Trick or treating?
I think I'll be at an NFL game that night or that day. So probably not.
Who are the Chargers playing?
The Patriots.
Oh, that's a big game. I don't know if I'll be at that game though. I don't know. We'll see. All right, thank you for that. The World Series might be going on. I think. I don't know. It's the Ben Maller Show as we press on, chopping down the overnight hours. We'll go right back to the phones. Let's say hello to Dave in Phoenix. Now, I believe Dave has actually been on hold the entire show. So, Dave, how would you grade our performance on the show, Dave?
I'd probably go as E minus or
E minus. I've never gotten an E minus. I've gotten like an A, a B, a C, a D.
No, I screwed that up. Yeah, we go B plus.
So I could be better and I could be worse. Boy, you went from an E to a B real quick.
But you know, I screwed up that recipe from Roberto. I was writing it down, and then he said you put the whole enchilada in, and I don't know. Is that chicken or beef or what? I mean, I added that.
That was my touch. That was not I screwed it up. But Roberto will be tweeting out the recipe, and you better make that this weekend.
But no enchilada goes in. Okay.
Well, you could add the full enchilada, but that's not on the recipe.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, if I could speak about the Buffalo Bills here for a moment. You know, I love the call last night. Obviously, it didn't work out, but somebody like Bill Belichick's going to go for that 100% of the time.
I don't know about that. Belichick had a 4th-and-3 against the Cowboys. He didn't go for it. So
you know,
he can't say that.
That's right. But in past years, he would. But I think that's what a winning culture would. would tend to do. Yeah.
I agree with you. I had no problem with the Bills going for it. The way their defense, the defense in Buffalo was getting just run off the field by the Titans in the
late part of that game. Yeah, I agree. If they win the toss, they might never get the ball. But anyway, you know, if you look at it, you know, I don't see Cleveland hanging around. I don't think Tennessee's going to get enough wins. I think you're really going to come down to Baltimore and Buffalo looking for that one seed. And if you look at Buffalo's schedule, my goodness, if you get past the Bucs game, the winning percentage of the remaining 10 games is 387. And,
yeah, but you can't go off that because the injuries start settling in. And then
I got to tell you, though, I mean, Josh Allen had a great game, you know, if you take away that stupid interception where he got hit. But I don't know. Buffalo looks really, really good this year. And
you're talking with your heart right now. You're talking with your heart. You're very emotional.
If you get that game in Buffalo in January, it's going to be awfully tough to beat them.
We've heard this before, but we'll find. We'll leave it there. You know, I'm going to give you a golden ticket, though. You were on hold the whole show, so I need hot Bills talk. I've got a golden ticket. I don't have a lot of time. Let's go to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Hey, good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Justin. Get ready for a new dawn. Get ready for a new day. Get ready for continuing my birthday week. So, Malam Militia, let's get into it. And, of course, Wednesdays with Rob in Vegas. He joins me right now with the food picks. Rob, good morning to you, buddy. Vegas strong. What is your food pick from last night?
Happy birthday, Marcel. Happy birthday, Eddie. My food pick?
That's just me. Others did the birthdays on their own. What is your food pick?
My food pick?
Rob?
Wow.
My food pick from last night is beef and potato empanadas with a chimichurri dipping sauce.
Oh,
that sounds good.
That sounds delicious.
Blah, that's gross. Give you F-
hey, what's wrong with you, man?
You don't have the Latin flavor there? You don't like
racist.
The Latin flavor? No, all right.
No, that's not true.
You don't like chimichurri?
Chimichurri? What?
What about quesadillas?
Quesadillas? Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, I'll have that. But first, I have to straight to Ben, though. Rob, thank you. Ben, what is your food pick from last night?
What does it start with?
Chicken and the N.
Oh, chicken nuggets. I'm going to go chicken nuggets.
That's going to be a mix.
Oh, I got it right. Woo!
We got a mix.
Ooh, what a manchetto.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for the reveal answer. Eddie, what do you got?
Well, I'll go chicken nuggets as well. But, Marcel, how come you can have a birthday week, but I can't?
Well, you can say happy birthday if you want to, Eddie, but... Happy birthday to me, and happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. What about Roberto? Happy birthday, Roberto.
And happy birthday, Roberto, too.
Thank you.
Right. What about Coop? Happy
nuggets.
Birthday,
chicken
Coop.
Nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Your food pick, Roberto.
Chicken nuggets, man.
Now we got three times for it. So fingers crossed.
Here we go. This is the week. Here it comes.
Marcel, I think last night for dinner you had some pineapple fried rice.
No.
That's not the mixed match for it. Racist. For the fifth time.
He's going to have to repeat the class now.
There was chicken in the pineapple fried rice.
Oh, dear. Oh, the chicken.
And they were little nugget pieces.
Yeah, that's true. All right, here is our food pick from last night.
Oh, we still have to do this?
You should, because our food pick from last night, it will be exactly chicken nuggets.
What? Yeah,
no way.
That's a winner.
Wow. That's a shocker, dog.
We all had it right, except the close
call. And you guys got passport coming your way as the Ben Maller Show rolls in right after this.
That's true. He's not wrong.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go every week at about this time. Password, the word game of the stars. Let's welcome in our contestants for this edition of Password, the word game of the stars. We have, let's see here. We've got Phalexis in Buffalo. Hello, Phalexis. I thought you turned the show off, Phalexis, because...
I turned it back on after Marcel was off, so... I'm back on. Hello, all right. World.
All right, hold on. America's favorite drag queen caller. How about Mason the Millennial? We haven't had Mason on in a while. Mason the Millennial, would you like to play against Phalexis?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, you sound excited. Calm down. Phalexis, who would you like to partner up with? Hurry up, please.
Oh, that guy sounds like a winner. Eddie!
Wow. All right, Mason the Millennial, who do you want to partner up with, Mason?
Phalexis, I've boasted and talked well about you on Twitter before. Stop the hate. Coop.
All right. That's the match. We have a list of words, 1 to 10. Laser-like focus, gentlemen and lady. This is very important. Here we go. All right. Pick a number, Phalexis, 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Don't steal my material. All right, go ahead. You're up, Eddie.
Phalexis, the clue is arc. Arc.
Bolt?
What?
You said an arc?
He said boat.
No.
Me and boat.
No.
Go ahead, Coop.
All right, Mason, I'm going to do a Maller maneuver here.
Oh, using all my material.
So remember Eddie's clue.
You don't have to remember.
I'm going
to
go with flash.
Light.
Oh, no! No! Oh, my God, that was terrible. That was horrible.
All right, Phalexis, redemption time here, all right? My clue was arc. Let's go with tsunami.
Ocean.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, we've got password for idiots. Unbelievable.
I'm going to go with, Mason, I'm going to go with overflow.
Oh, I got it now.
Blood. Yeah!
You got it now, Phalexis? Jesus.
I'm going to spot the F, the L, the O, the O. God, what is the word? All right. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that's 7 points, right?
5.
Go ahead, Coop. Roberto's keeping score. Go ahead.
5. Number 5. Okay. Let's go with stammer.
What Roberto does every day, stutter.
Oh, that's a cheap shot.
I think you should get disqualified for disrespecting the
crew. How dare you?
You're out.
Blow him up, Roberto.
You lose, Mason. Congratulations, Phalexis.
Yeah!
You are the winner by disqualification.
Listen, I just want the record to be shown that I won that one. So when Ozzy Momentum, when you add up your little tally on Twitter, that's one for Coop.
No, that's not a win. Mason the Millennial, you are disqualified. How dare you? We are the only ones allowed to goof on Roberto. You are not allowed to goof. Happy birthday, Roberto,
thank
by
you,
the way.
Thank you very much.
That's no way to treat you on your birthday,
Roberto.
That's
the last time to get on the air, man. I'm in control here, FYI.
Oh, look at that. You're banned. You
see
are
you later,
cancel
man.
Culture, Mason the Millennial.
I don't think Alexis should get a golden ticket, but I think I should get credit for the win. I've got a golden
ticket. Nobody wins.
I don't know
Eddie,
about that.
Nobody wins. I get the win because I backed up Roberto.
No.
I supported Roberto.
I was the first one to say
I'm a good teammate.
Ozzy Momentum.
It was my idea.
You copied my idea.
I said it before you. How could I copy
Roberto.
You?
I'm a better teammate.
Gotta go.